Here we go. We're now recording the shir. We want to welcome Rabbi Shalim into the shir. He's a warrior. So now we're making a seam. We have over here gourmet meals. Tonight is the seam of Masech Nedarim. And the zechus of Masech Nedarim, everyone should be bracha to a bracha. The bracha of Yaakov Avinu. I want to give a special bracha to Rabbi Shalim and to Rabbi Shalim Zavlobel. They should be zeichet to the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, who made the first neder. Im yilakim imodi yishmanim derech hazesh anicholich. V'nasam li lechem lechel levei gulush v'shafti v'shol beis aviv v'hoya v'even hazois asher samti matzi v'yeh beis alukim. This is the first neder in the Torah. The first neder in the Torah was the neder of Yaakov Avinu. And what was his neder? Amen. The neder was v'even hazois asher samti matzi v'yeh beis alukim. Should be zoiche to a beis alukim. Shaduchim, a base alukim, a bias. You hear the Hilvart? So in honor of the seam of the Masechta, we have to give a bracha. Tonight's the seam of the Masechta.
Maybe we can finish until the, maybe we can be Messiah. Let's I won't ask anything. Okay, believe Nate, I won't ask anything.
No, you can ask. If you don't understand, if you don't understand, you can ask. You think, I understand. I don't understand anything.
Nate.
Let's learn. We're learning the Mishnah of Tzadi Amaveis. We're going very quickly. We're not going to have any questions. Shlomi Rabin has made a pledge. He's not going to ask any questions off the point. This is called the Mishnah Rishayna. There's the Mishnah Rishayna, some foreshadowing from Daf, the Mishnah Rishayna, and the Mishnah Acharayna. So the Mishnah Rishayna, it says, there are three women. If they make a statement, they're out. Out in the street, they get a divorce, and there's no kesuba. There's no kesuba that's given. The one that says, if a wife says to her husband, my husband, I want to confess, I was mezane. So what is the law? Immediately, the husband calls up the sofer, write her a get, give her a get, and she does not get the kesuba. Number two, a woman says, she walks into Bezin, and she says, Shamayim beini leveinecha. The heaven is between me and you. This is an expression. It's an expression which means that the husband does not fulfill the mitzvah of oina. And basically, he's whatever you can use your imagination, he is not a healthy person, or whatever it means. He does not mekayim this mitzvah. The mela, she makes that statement, she is believed, and the marriage is over, and she does not get a ksuba. Why not? It's not fair. Why? It says, and she gets the ksuba. She does get the ksuba. Number three, unetula ani min hayyuhudim. If a woman makes a neder and she says, I do not want to have tashmish, not with you and not with any other man in the world, she immediately gets a divorce and she does not, and she gets her ksuba. This is the halacha. These are the three noshim. This is called the Mishnah Rishayna. Three different situations where a woman makes a statement, and her statement automatically, these three, she is divorced immediately, and she does not, and she does get a ksuba. Okay, now what can happen? Now we come to the Mishnah Acharoina. The Mishnah Acharoina is that the Gemara is going to explain exactly what changed in between the beginning and the end. Basically, chutzpah yaste. People began to say things that are not true. It used to be in the olden days, people had integrity. A person would not say something that's not true. And then later on in life, chutzpah yaste, people had no problem saying shkarim, and that changed the halacha. So here's the case. We suspect that if a woman said that she was mezane, really she was not mezane. The only reason why she made this statement is because she wants a divorce. She found another man that she likes, she wants to marry, and she wants out of her marriage. And the way to get out of her marriage is to say to her husband, I was mezane. By saying that she was mezane, automatically the husband is not allowed to live with her. The husband has to give her a get, she'll get her ksuba, and she'll marry someone else. And the truth is, she was not mezane. If she was not mezane, there's no grounds for divorce. So in order to protect the husband from a wife that wants to out of the marriage for no good reason, we do not believe a woman who makes a statement and says, just like that, I was mezane. So Nachmals Chazulay Mashalote Isha Nesem.
What do you mean Chazulas? I'm sorry. What does Chazulay mean?
They changed their mind. The Chazal changed their mind. They changed the halacha, and this was called the Mishnah Acharonah. The Mishnah Rishonah was the original halacha, and then the Mishnah Acharonah Chazulay said Shalote Isha Nesem Esenach Beachim Mekalkelus Bala and ruin her husband's life, because now the husband does not have a wife. And now he has to start Shidduchim all over again. And it's not so easy to find the second wife. Next, okay, now, therefore, what is the halacha? So the Gemara explains, what is now the Mishnah Achrayna? Ha'imeris, if a woman says now, Tameya ani l'cha, I have committed adultery. We ignore her. We totally ignore her. Ani l'ach tavi ro'oyel l'dvarecha. She has to prove it. If she wants a divorce based upon the fact that... Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That means she says, I am tame to you. It could be she was nena. It means I committed
it. Oh, nena or koin. That's the Gemara. That totally depends. If she's married...
I'm tame. What circumstance? Or that has to be
the... No, it totally depends. If she's a bas koin, if she's a bas koin, then she was even nensa. If she is married to a Kohen, she's married to a Kohen, and a man lived with her against her will, that's right, she's Tamea to her husband. But if she is not a Kohen, she's married to a Yisrael, then if she was Nensa, if she was taken against her will, she's permitted to her husband. She only becomes Rebbein to her husband if she committed this act willingly, Birotzai. So you're right. The Shiva here is correct. It all depends on the circumstance. Is she married to a Kohen? Is she married to a Yisrael? A Kohen, an Eishes Kohen, Afilu Nensa, she is also. An Eishes Yisrael, only Birotzain. Okay, so whatever the case, a woman that says to many Locha that I'm not committed to you because I was...
Why does she have to go out? She lied. She's still married to the guy, right?
So she doesn't. That's exactly what we're saying. In the Mishnah Achorina, she does not. In the Mishnah Achorina, we say that she does not need to get divorced. In the Mishnah Achorina, we learned this to the Halacha, that if a woman says to her husband, I want to tell you, my husband, I was Mizane Beratzen. And therefore, the Halacha is, you're not allowed to live with me anymore. Oser Labal, Oser Laboyel, a woman who confesses or who has proven, if witnesses testify that she was mezane, is also to her husband, and she is also to the one that she was mezane with. So she makes this statement. So the husband says, have a nice day. You're not believed to make such a statement. Chazal said, a woman who makes such a statement without proof, without witnesses, without halachic proof, we suspect that the woman is lying because she wants out.
Sometimes the chamam didn't say to him, Mr. Husband, you're better off getting rid of this lady.
No, she's not better off. He doesn't want to get rid. He doesn't want to get rid of her. He doesn't. A husband.
He won't have shalom bias at all.
Why would he have shalom bias? Why
she
won't he have?
Out of the marriage.
She wants out of the marriage, not him.
So she's going to make his life miserable.
If. We'll go, you're asking a very good question. The assumption over here is that the husband does not want to divorce her. The husband wants things to work out. She doesn't want to remain married. And obviously, it goes without saying that if she's going to make his life miserable, it will come to a point where he will want to divorce her. But it seems that in many situations, things can be worked out. A woman is not happily married, and people knock some sense into her and say, you know, stay married and just behave yourself and work out the problems. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Work things out. Okay, work things out. You are correct, Mr. Rapport. If you're making an assumption that if the woman wants out of the marriage, automatically the husband wants out. It's not necessarily. There are many situations today where there's a. I know personally a very, very sad story. I know personally, firsthand, of a chassan kala. A chassan kala. The marriage was over basically within the first week. It was over. And the chassan did not want to end the marriage. And the chassan went, he literally bent backwards every possible way not to have to get divorced. Even though the marriage was already over and the rabbanim told him, just, that's it, it's over, get divorced, finished, and move on with life. He said, no, let's try to make it work. And he mamish, I know this firsthand, The guy's a tzaddik. The guy is unbelievable tzaddik. And he did everything in the world possible not that it should not be a divorce. And at the end, after a couple of months, he didn't have a choice. I heard firsthand that there was even he did not fight with her even once. He never ever raised his voice to her even once. Not even once. He said, Mamash tzaddik, and Imamish, Shlomi, you're getting me dizzy now. You have all these new backgrounds? Yeah. You have a green screen?
No.
Okay, so it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Over here it says in the Mishnah, in this Mishnah it says that the woman says, I want out of this marriage. And the way she wants out of it, now you can't do this now, you're getting me dizzy, making me sure.
No, I understand, but where do I go back? I mean,
just leave
okay,
where you
okay,
stay where you are.
Okay, fine.
I don't know, you don't have a green screen? You look artificial though. It looks artificial. Get a green screen, then it'll look good. Cause
you have virtual apps now.
It's not good. You need $15. It'll look professional.
No, I just need it. Go ahead.
It's not good. It's making mistakes. All right, not now. So to hey, how am I supposed to tell any law? So therefore, the Mishnah says a woman makes the statement. She makes the statement. So the rule is today. So she's not believed. We don't accept what she says. We suspect that she wants to marry someone else. If she brings proof that she was Mazan, then yes, correct, and then the marriage is over. If she does not bring proof, then we tell her, you got to stay married. You got to stay married. Is this also a virtual background? This one also you're showing me now? It's also make-believe. Vita. We live in a world of make-believe. Vita. Hoimeres to... Next, okay, so that's what we do. Therefore, the Mishnah Acharoina is saying that if a woman says I was Mizane, we ignore her. She has to bring proof that she was Mizane. Next, let's say she says Hashamayim Beni Lebeinoch Yaasu Derech Bakash. If a woman comes to court and she makes a statement, she says that my husband cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Oina. There is something wrong.
So Rashi says because it's not
Yer Kechetz. So the Gemara is going to say that. He's quoting Gemara. Right? Then the rule is, Yasa, we ask the husband nicely.
No, forgive me. Rashi already says it.
Okay, Rashi's quoting the Gemara. Rashi's quoting the Gemara. Rashi says that. Yitzhak Rashi says. Rashi says. Hashem Elokh she'ein mazriya. The dove is ein gomer b'riyas al shemayim. Okay, what you say in the Ran? Does Rashi say this?
No,
Rashi
says this.
Where's Rashi?
The dove is ein gomer b'riyas al shemayim. Rashi.
Reading from the Ran. The Ran.
Well, the Mafarish also says it.
No, the Mafarish doesn't say it. Only the Ran says it. Only the Ran says it.
No, look at Rashi.
Hashamayim beini leveinoch she'ena mazriya.
That's Rashi.
Yeah, it doesn't say Zriya Kechetz.
No, look at the guys from Tiyunim.
The Hagoyes. Okay,
so it's Zriya Kechetz.
Right, okay, that's in the Hagoyes.
It's not strong enough.
Okay, you're from the right fine. The Nutula mina Yehudim, now next. Nutula, what makes a. So therefore, the Mishnah here says.
Forgive me, I have to interject. When I heard this, I didn't want to ask him, but I could ask you. No, it's not a joke. He said that he's not aware, but she's aware.
Oh, I don't want to say that. This is graphic stuff.
No, but that's
rated R.
That's what the Magachir said.
This is above my ratings.
But that's what the Magachir said. And it's a pillow.
You have to have no idea. Give a shit. You can't go just.
Okay.
Listen, we're in a public place
okay.
here.
But it, Tzrich and Limit, okay.
I don't know if Shlomi or Binowitz is old enough to learn this.
Next.
Should I ask you private? You have a question on this?
Okay, as if I know, right? As if I know. I know.
Next. Yasa Derech Bakash, what does that mean? You've actually mentioned you've threatened to be.
Yasa, we asked the husband nicely. We asked the husband nicely to divorce his wife. We ask him, we persuade him, maybe it would be a good idea to divorce your wife. If he doesn't want. What? You're worse than me.
Hold on, means you don't force him.
He's worse than me, this guy.
We don't force him.
We don't kill him.
But let's say if he doesn't want to do it, then we have to force. Okay.
We don't force him. We ask him nicely. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. There's nothing we can do about it. We suspect that the reason why the woman said this, it's not true.
We don't believe
her. She wants to marry someone. We don't believe him. Next. She gets the ksuba. All three cases, she gets the ksuba, it says.
But she lied.
No, we don't. Hold off. We said we're not going to ask questions. The Gemara is going to address many of these issues. So let's just hold off for a few moments.
Okay, next.
Let's say a woman says, she says, makes a neder. I make a neder that I will not have tashmish. Okay, this is a loshen noki. She makes a statement.
That's what the market said also.
I will not have tashmish with any man in this world. Not my husband and not another man. Meaning, in the event that my husband dies or divorces me, I will not have tashmish with another man.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is halacha? Yofer lechelkoi. So the halacha is the husband. We quoted this mission many times. The husband is mechuyev to. He's married to her. So he should be made for the neder. He has to be made for the neder, which means that to be made for the neder, that she's allowed to have tashmish with him. But let's say he dies, or let's say he divorces her, and now she marries somebody else. She will not be able to have tashmish with a second husband.
But he was made for her.
No, so that's exactly what it means. L'chelkoi. He only has the power to be made for dover shebeinu
leveinu. You and that nobody else after you die.
So the husband only. That was a sugya. We learned this sugya. Where were you on that day? We learned this whole sugya about is that you made for neder is it only your chelik or someone else chelik? It's a chel nichlal. This time of the Mishnah. The Tana of this particular Mishnah holds that you can split a neder. When a woman makes a neder, the neder is koilel many zachen. The Torah gave the husband koyach to be made for only his chelik. It's like a line veto. What is it called in Congress? It's called a line veto. They pass a bill. The president of the United States, l'havil ilf alfei bills. Line item veto. Is that still in effect now, or they did away with that already? They go back and forth. They used to have such a thing called a line item veto, which means is that if you pass a bill, the president doesn't have to just negate the whole bill. He can negate sections. He can negate sections, lines of the bill. Okay, same. This is an alta yisai. This is mushrosh in the Torah HaKadosha. When a woman makes a neder, and the neder is koilel many zachen, and the husband has the koich to be made for only dvarim shebeino lebeino udvarim shel inu nefesh. But in this neder, there are things that are not beino lebeino, and not. But it's nichlal in one catch-all. Does the husband have the koich to be made for a line item veto? It's mamish, but dugma in the velt. Yeah.
Shavi says to appease him, you make a meal for him.
Food.
Look at the
way.
Before the Shami asked to suit him, he fires eight to the toilet.
Eight to the wow. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's the old adage.
Nee.
Mr. Rapport, you never heard that before? The way, Mr. Rapport, you're on the wrong side. You're usually on this side, not usually on the other side of the screen. How come you're on this side of the screen tonight?
Okay, let's learn Gemara. Nee.
He's supposed to switch. He's supposed to switch sides. How come Ma caught up? We have to ask Rabbi Zoom.
Me. Okay, we're going off at that.
So he has the power, line item veto. He can be made fair.
And he could continue having
with her. And then in the event that he dies or divorces her, and she marries another individual, then that person is stuck. And then they have to go to a chacham. They have to go to a chacham to be shoyel on the neder.
But you see by the husband it says more explicit.
Okay, now let's go right away into the. So we know now the maskon. We're now going with the Mishnah Acharoina. The Mishnah Acharoina is garnished. Mm-hmm. A woman makes a statement, she was mezana, we don't believe her, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Mahu Shetoichal Bitruma. Okay, very good. So the husband has no. The husband. Let's say the husband is a kohen. The husband is a kohen married to a woman, and the woman says, you know what? Someone was ma'anis me, and if someone was ma'anis me against my will, automatically I'm usher to you.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Acharoina says we do not believe her.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So therefore, the husband, they stay married. The husband wants her to. The husband wants her to make dinner, and wants her to do the laundry. And the husband, I don't want to go look for a new servant over here in the house. You're a liar. We don't believe what she says. She wants out of the marriage. Too bad. She stays in the marriage. But now, because of her own admission, shavya nafshach chaticha diyisura, maybe at least binogeya truma, a wife ordinarily eats truma in the zuchus of her husband. Maybe there should be consequences that if she says, I was mezaneh, it doesn't affect her husband. Shav yinafshach chaticha disura, she should no longer be permitted to eat truma. Because a woman that was mezaneh, a woman that was nensa, is no longer allowed to eat truma. She's also not allowed to be with her husband. So as far as not being with her husband, that we don't accept, because we don't trust, we don't believe her. Because it affects
someone else. She was mezana somebody.
Good. Why? Because you don't believe her if it affects somebody else.
Yeah.
So this that she said that she was mezana, it's going to have a consequences and causing tsar, pain to her husband.
Yeah.
So for that, we don't believe her.
Yeah.
But what it does not affect is her eating. So she won't eat truma, so she'll eat chulin. So maybe now, because based on her own admission that she was mezana,
True. We don't believe her.
That's the Gemara's question. What exactly does it mean we don't believe her? We don't believe her 100% and life goes on like nothing ever happened? Or maybe we only don't believe her regarding something which has an effect on somebody else.
I got it.
But what is nogea to herself, that we do believe her.
So
therefore, amro lebalo tmeani ma'alot shetocha betruma. So it's machlokes. Rav Shei shesamar...
By the way, the line item veto was unconstitutional. Declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 1996.
Ooh. That's a political. That is a political statement. That is not a constitutional. That is not
a case. Somebody against United States versus New York City.
Yeah.
Declared it unconstitutional.
Line item veto.
States have it, but the
federal
government
doesn't have it. Weiter. Rav Sheshe says, no, she eats. You know why? It affects someone else. It does have an effect on someone else, on her children. If people are going to see that she's not eating truma, they're going to take, oh, taco, she was mezaneh. And they're not going to be able to make a calculation. When was she mezaneh? Right now, she's a married woman, and she has children. And she said about herself that she was mezaneh. We don't believe her. That's why she's still married. But she's not eating truma. The every moment that she does not eat truma, it perpetuates this reality,
the stigma
that she was mezaneh. It keeps it alive. And Mela, if she has children, people are going to wonder, well, when was she mezaneh? Was she mezaneh before she had the children? Was she mezaneh after the children? Who says that her children?
Right.
Maybe the children are from another father, the mamzerin. So, therefore, that's the chiddush of Rav Sheshes. Her not eating truma is causing harm to her children. So the rule is, anything that affects somebody else, we don't believe you. But if it only affects her, then we believe her. So, the nafgamin, no, that's exactly the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is that she says, I was mezaneh. So that means, what are the consequences? The consequences are, you can no longer eat truma. Number two, you have to get divorced. Number three, you have to get divorced. So we say, listen, getting divorced, we don't believe you, because getting divorced is not nogei you, it's nogei your husband. You're causing your husband, agmas nefesh. Your husband wants to remain married to you. Your husband wants you. He doesn't want, so therefore, we don't believe you if you were mezaneh, because it's going to affect somebody else. But what is it nogei you? But you yourself, truma? So that doesn't affect your husband. He'll eat truma, and you'll eat chulin. It doesn't make a difference. You're just going to have different food. So, that we're going to believe you. Rav Sheshe says, no, by her eating only chulin, it has an effect on her children. It perpetuates her statement that she was mezaneh. And it keeps that lie alive. When people they say, look, she you ever notice when she comes to a party, they don't, she doesn't, even though she's an Ashes coin, she doesn't eat truma. Do you ever notice that? You know why? I'll tell you the secret. It's because she was mezaneh. She's mezaneh. So the children are invalid. The children she's not allowed to be married to this man. So the children that come after, she was mizani, even from her husband. Even if the children are from the husband, they are children which are, she's like a cholo, basically.
So it's a different svara. The svara is not because you can't separate the two. It's because she might see love.
Right. Exactly, so Shemesh says. Right, not because she can't separate, it's because it affects, by her not eating truma, it is affecting the children. So, Shaloi Toitzi Laz. Laz means Lashoin Am Zor. It means it's going to cause abbreviation Alba Abunecha. Rava Mar, Rava says, Ein Oicheles, she does not eat Efsher. Ein Oicheles, he disagrees, he holds it's not so. It's not so. No, why is it not so? Because no one has to know. You're able to eat truma, eat chulun without anyone knowing. It's a private matter. No one here ever holds. When you go to an event, no one. That's exactly the case of the Gemara. That is exactly the case of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying exactly what the Gemara said. The Gemara is saying we don't. It doesn't matter because. On the children? Because people loy plug. Once a woman was mizana, now there's a suspicion. If Biden has documents from now, he had already 20 years ago documents there also. Once there's already a problem now, people are not so smart to differentiate between now and before. If she says she was mizana, no one's going to start making cheshbon if she was mizana in 2022, 2023, 2024, 2020. It's all zelbzach. She was mizana now, she was mizana in the year 2000, the children are illegitimate. People don't make that differentiation. According to Rav, Rav says, what? I believe Rashi says this. I believe I actually prepared a little bit today. I believe the Mefarshim say this. Is that they don't differentiate. We'll see in a moment why. Hold off 1 second. And that when it comes to the Nafkamina, we'll see in a second the reason. Rava says, when you go to dinner, no one is looking at what you're eating. No one has to know. Let her eat only chulin. Who's going to find out? Who's going to find out? No one's going to know when you go to an event and they serve only truma, and you're not going to eat truma, no one knows what you're eating. It's a private matter what you eat. Okay, it's a private matter what you eat. I know someone, he's my age, he came somewhere, he's like a rabbi, a shtickle rabbi, he came somewhere, and his wife asked me if I can go and I can get, like, I ended up not doing it, to get some food for her husband, taking the car, so I said, let him go eat himself. She said to me, my husband does not eat in public. He does not eat in public. He's not a dog. He does not eat in public. He's a holy person. I go to a wedding, I walk around, I stand, I talk to the ladies. No, he's not like you. He's not a shaitz. He is a dignified person. He doesn't go and eat like a ferret, a smorgasbord. What? Elokeinu? No, he doesn't mean that. She doesn't, in a public place. At home, they have 10 people, they say Baruch Elokeinu, Shulchan Aruch, at a dining room table at home. Or you go to someone else's home to eat. But stam, to go to a restaurant, or a party, or smorgasbord, or a dinner. It's not a dignified place to eat in public. Alright, this is not our topic. Let's go back to the Gemara. I just try to go and bring out a point over here. Bring out a point. The woman over here, Rav says, what's the problem here? What, because in the Moitzi Laz, by not eating Truma? Who says people know what she's eating? She can eat privately. And when she eats privately, she eats chulin. She doesn't have to eat truma.
It's probably fake. She's a fake number.
You can't talk loud over here. Confusing. Vaita. Rava Amar Ein Echelos Evshu Do Achlo Chulin. Amar Rava. Kunu Gemara. Amar Rava. Moid now. Here comes Nafkamina. Mishol Zev. You can't do it. I can't. I can't confuse. Omar. Rav Amenach Amar Rav Moed Rav Sheish Sheim Mis Amulah Sheein Oichel Eshein Ras. Rav agrees. Rav Sheim Amar Amar Rav Moed Rav Sheish Sheim Mis Amulah Sheein Oichel Ras. Nafkamina. Was that your mother?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have realized it was your mother. I apologize. If your mother calls, you can talk all you want. Okay. I apologize to you, Chotasi. You don't have to forgive me, but I have to say to you that I made a mistake.
Let's go.
Chotasi. His mother calls. He has more ridiculous
kibbutz. Then let's go. Continue.
You can't imagine. Let's get a bracha from him.
Let's
see
continue.
This person over here? I'm telling you, I want him one day to take a pot of coins and bench them.
I'm a rabbi,
and I'll give them out to everyone.
I'm a rabbi.
I'll all become rich.
I'm a rabbi.
I'm a rabbi. Moed Rav Sheish im nis armulosh in a chelis. Let's say everyone agrees. What happens if the woman is no longer married?
Yeah.
A woman is an almana.
Yeah.
So what is the halach under ordinary circumstances? A woman who is an almana from a koyin and she has children, so she is entitled to eat teruma in the zuchus of the children. A woman who's a Yisraelis marries a koyin, she eats teruma. Then let's say her husband dies. So it depends. If she has children, she continues to eat truma. If she does not have children, then she's no longer allowed to eat truma. This woman, she has children. Her husband dies. So Rava is making a suggestion. If a woman, when she was married, she made a statement. She said, I want everyone to know I was mizane. One day in shul, she gets off by the kiddush. She's sponsoring a kiddush. I want everyone to know it was mizane. Mizane? Gewalt? We don't believe you. We don't believe you. It's because Nestenes Einer Ba'acher. We don't believe you. She stays married. She eats truma. Shalom Ali, she'll forget about it. 30 years pass. 30 years pass. Her husband dies. Tragedy. Husband dies. Now, they go and they say, oh, now, Mikanu Laba, you're no longer allowed to eat truma, because 30 years ago you made a claim that you were mizane, and even though at the time we didn't accept it,
what you did not,
because shaloi shaloi lohitzi las almoneha.
So she's allowed to eat.
That's why she was allowed to eat. Now that her husband dies, now the Gemara is saying it's a very delicate swara. People, she's now is no longer allowed to eat truma because she shavia nafsha chaticha di sura. She says she was mizane. Being mizane automatically on its own disqualifies her, and is no longer motzi las. Why not? Because since she's currently not married to her husband, because her husband died, the average person will assume that she lived with a person that she's not allowed to be with after her husband died. So, I know, but you see, this is the psychology. There's a lot. See, this is, you get a PhD thesis in psychology, understanding this piece of Gemara. You have to understand how. No, he's not making a new claim. Correct. And people in their minds look at her differently now that she's not married. No, she's not allowed. Shavya nafsha chaticha di surah. No, it's loy plug. When Chazal says she can't eat truma, not publicly, not privately, nothing. She can eat. When she's in the matzav, the moitzi laz, she is permitted to eat truma publicly and privately. There's loy plug. Now that her husband died, now she's no longer, according to Rava, no longer allowed to eat truma because she once made a statement that she was mezane. That statement creates upon herself, like shavya nafsha chaticha di isur, a person can create upon themselves an isur. And she, by her own admission, is confessing that she is a person who is not allowed to eat truma. Until this moment in time, we did not believe her because her statement is causing harm to other people. But now it's not causing harm. Oh, you'll say, but if she says she was mizane, people are going to think that she was mizane before she had her children, which means that she was disqualified to her husband, which is like shechalola, so to speak, and the male of the children are born are illegitimate, and they cannot do avoida. No, people are not going to say that anymore, because since at the moment, this is psychology. Since at the moment she's no longer married, they don't connect her to her husband. And even though now it's public knowledge she was mezaneh, the way the mind operates is that she was mezaneh now. She was mezaneh now when she's not with a husband. Her children can only exist when there is a husband. So the children are the past, and the children are good, and she is no good because she committed a crime after her husband passed away. That's the way the mind works. The mind has a tendency...
And so then Rava says that she wouldn't be able to eat it.
Correct. Okay, this is an incredible chiddush. This is
why? Why?
Because right, she said that she was mezaneh. And by her saying that she was mezaneh, she's not allowed to eat. By her own admission, she's not allowed to eat.
But Kozman, her husband is alive.
The only reason was shaloi lahoitzi laz on her children. The children, people, they look, they're only going to be moitzi. This is a rule, and when is moitzi laz going into effect? Hoitzoas laz of saying lashon hara is only going to become an issue if her husband is alive. Because they look at her, and they look at her husband. Look, she's married to this man. Who are her children? Here they are. A, B, C. Here are the children. And she was mezaneh. So what does that mean to us? Oh, she's married to this man, and they have children, and she was mezaneh. So mistama, she was mezaneh before they had the children. So that means these children are no good. But if her husband died, they just look at her, and they look at her children, and they know that she was mezaneh. And they say she was mezaneh after her husband died. So the children are good. The children, because the children are from the husband that was before. Now the husband died. She lived with the person, which now makes her...
No.
Right.
Right.
No matter what. Because she can eat privately. She can eat the chuba privately. So Rav is saying that even Rav Sheshes, who disagrees with me and does not allow her to eat truma privately, because Rav Sheshes is machmakbid on this concept called Maitzi Laz, and he holds that eating chulin is not going to take with the Laz.
Rav Sheshes, she loves, because if you say she's not allowed to eat, then you say, oh, because she was takimazana.
But that's only,
and these children are not from her husband?
No, they are from her husband, but they were born to her after she committed the crime. If a woman is mezaneh, and then she has children from her husband, those children are disqualified to be avoided in the Beis HaMikdash.
Let's say if they're not kahanim. So you're only talking about kahanim.
Even if they're not kahanim, there's a pagam. If a woman was for sure mezaneh, we have witnesses, mezaneh. She's married a Yisrael, married to a Yisraelis.
Okay. Yeah.
She's not allowed to remain according to the Torah. It is an Isser Doraisa for her
to
remain married.
So let's say she has children.
And she violates these. She has children. The children are pogum.
Never heard of that. I only heard if she doesn't go to the mikvah, then they're b'nai nidda.
Even I think the pegimas even was worse in this case.
Yeah.
Even if a woman does not go to mikvah, there are many people like that. All the balei tshuva today, you have to assume the
tshuva is for Moshe, who's very makel. It probably sometime when he went to the ocean and
right. And let's say even know for sure they shouldn't go to mikvah. So no one's machbet on this today. This is not. We don't. This type of pegima.
So someone asked the chazanish.
Yeah.
They offered me a shidduch, a bacher, a masman asim, but he's a ben nidda.
Yeah.
So you know what the Chazanish answered?
What do you say?
His asmos atar for sure
cleanses it. Okay.
So you talk
that the limud haTorah is metayer a pegima sure of being a ben nida.
It definitely had it cleansed.
I don't know what I'm
stain.
Saying. Right? The limud
the igris. It's an igris.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, but it appears that being a ben nida is not considered to be much of an issue. Whereas if a woman was mezaneh and remains married to her husband and has children from that husband, that's a much bigger problem. That's a much bigger pegima. Let's say a person would go to the chazan.
You know any case?
What? Okay. I don't know any cases. Let's say a person would go to the chazan. They read me a shul. The person married to Talmud Chacham, but the problem is his mother was for sure mezaneh. She was the whole mice was mezaneh, and she remained married, and she had the children after she was mezaneh. What would the chazan say in that case? I have no idea. We have no idea what he would say in that case. But from the Gemara over here, now if it's a Kohen, if this was a Kohen, then they can't do the Avodah. Okay? The Chalolim. They can't do the Avodah. So if they can't do the Avodah by a Kohanim, L'Chayra, that means that by a Yisrael, They don't do. There's a pegima. There's a problem. There's an issue. What is an afkamina? I don't know. It doesn't seem like this.
Maybe only dafka by kahana. Maybe not by a regular Yisrael.
Let me ask you. If a koyin is the, you know for a fact that a koyin, the koyin, you have a koyin, gres the yichus, and you know for a fact that the mother was a nida when he was conceived. Is that koyin allowed to do the avoida?
Good question.
Yes.
He's allowed to do that.
100%.
If he's a ben nida, he's allowed to do that. He's 100%. Not a cholo.
It's not a chol, 100%.
When you say a chol,
as far as I know,
when you say a chol, what do you mean?
A chol is a koyin married, cannot do it. A koyin married is a grusha.
He could still receive truma.
A koyin what?
He could still receive truma.
Yes. A koyin, yes. A koyin.
What's that? You can't use him for a penny, not ben. Those.
I don't know the halacha.
You don't know how far.
I know a koyin personally.
What did he say?
He's a what? He's a chol. Of a Kohen marries a Grusha and they have a child. Yeah. That child is a cholo. He's a cholo. He's out. There's nothing you can do for him. What? He does not tell anyone that he's a cholo. You know someone that is a Ben Grusha. He's a Ben Grusha.
I know somebody also.
And he doesn't tell. And so he's really, he's a Kohen. Me'ikar Adin. I don't think so. I don't think you can duchen. I don't think a chol can duchen.
You know why? Because that's part of the chof
dalad. I don't know the halachas.
It's part of the chof.
I'm going to make up things over here for you. Is it Shulchan Aruch?
There's 25 matnas kahuna.
Anyone will learn Evan Ezer during the afternoon? We'll learn Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer. We can go into business. Let's go weiter. This is all Shulchan Aruch. I'm Aretz. It's all Shulchan Aruch. All these halachas. Let's go weiter. What's the whole reason why? What's the whole reason why ordinarily should be nine mitzi? El mishum toitzi lazal bonecha. Nisarmelo v'niskarsha amre. This three words of the Gemara, I'm telling you, you can give a course in psychology in the most elite college in the world. The Gemara over here is Yoreh L'Sof Daitoy Shel Adam. It's an incredible psychology. Amre, Hashta, people will say, Hashta now, the Is
even Nisa, after she becomes a widow and
after, divorce. Yeah. People have a tendency to make up information, misinformation, false information,
what would they
disinformation,
say that
misinformation, two
that
different
she was
terms. Because what do people know? People know that she was Mazan. They know that because she. How do you know? Because she made an announcement. She publicized that she was a mazan. People know that these are her children. People know that her husband died.
We're talking about such a scenario where she publicized it.
That's what Gemara says. Yes, she publicized it. She told her husband. She made a statement. Husband, I was mazan.
Yeah, but you're saying the whole world.
Yes, that's the case. The case where she says the whole world knows that.
Okay.
So what do people do? People know three pieces of information. They know this woman made a statement that she was mazan. We know that these are her children, and we know that her husband died. So now the mind begins subconsciously to connect the dots. And people are good-natured people. That's what the Gemara is saying. They're good-natured. So they say, really, you can say, oh, she was Mazane, and these are her children, and her husband's dead. So in my mind, when was she Mazane? She was Mistam Mazane before the children were born. Before Mistama, she was Mazana before the children were born. She was Mazana after she got married, before she had the children, which then means the children are illegitimate, are no good, are problematic.
Yeah.
No, the Gemara is saying people are good-natured people. If right now the husband is dead, and right now there are three children, and we know that she at one point in time she made a statement that she was Mazana, so people, what they do is they say what happened was. Her husband, she got married. She had three wonderful children, wonderful marriage. Her husband died. And then she lived with someone out of wedlock. And then. Exactly what the Gemara is saying. People have a tendency to manipulate information in their mind. It's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the mind. It is. When she's married, this is what I'm not making this up. It's tremendous chiddush what the Gemara says. This is psychology. Psychology. Amri, three words. Amri hashda de is nisa. It happened now. It happened that she was mezana now after her husband died. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says moide rav sheishes the inis armulo inis karsha de hashda leka las Why? The Neymar Amrei. People are going to say, the comments on the blogs are going to be, Hashta Le'achar Gerushin, who the is Nisa. That's not true. Because she made the announcement she was Mezaneh before she got divorced.
Right.
But because she's no longer living with her husband, people like to take information and they manipulate it in their minds what is pleasing to them. And the Mela. The Gemara is not calling them crazy. The Gemara is saying, look at the Ran. The Ran, the last line on the page. Ran hashtohu de isnisa achar shenis armerla isnisa v'niv ala lipsula upsula menatruma.
What were you saying? The Ran.
I'm sorry. It happened. The same thing. Saying the same exact thing. People, they do know that she lived with the person she's not lived with, but the people are going to say, oh, she did this.
Could
after.
You repeat this again? Achar shenis armerla.
After her husband died. Isnisa means she had an onus. It means that she did a crime. Right. She had a relationship with someone
against her will.
Well, not necessarily. Whatever. Okay, fine. Whatever. That's not the point. Viniv ala sherabia lepesula to a man that automatically disqualifies her meaning truma. Upesula menat truma. She's no longer. That's why she's not allowed to eat truma. The reason why she's not allowed to eat truma is because she lived with a person that she's not allowed to live with after her husband died.
But while her husband is alive, she said no.
People are going to say different. It's the same information. It's the same. It's just a matter of how. Same people, same information.
If we say then also that she cannot eat truma, they're going to say, oh, you know why? Because
she was mezaneh. Because she said she admitted she was mezaneh. It's public
knowledge.
And then
she had these children.
She posted this information on Facebook.
And then she had these children.
Oh, that's what they're going to say. So why don't they say that after the husband dies? You play with the mind. I don't know why. Shloimeh doesn't like this. Shloimeh is saying it's very strange. It's the same information. And today people, you look at what people, they assume the worst. Today you read the comments in the blogs. Conspiracy theories. Conspiracy people say, they say these crazy things about Biden.
He didn't want to take his luggage off his plane, so the steward is a Nazi. Would you see that?
What happened? Say it again.
Explicit went on a plane, and he put his hand luggage up overhead, and then he put his hat and his jacket overhead.
Yeah.
Steward told him, I'm sorry, you can't put your hat and jacket over there.
So he called her a Nazi.
If somebody will leave the space, I'll take it down. She says, no, you can't put it there. They kicked him off the flight. So someone in the yeshiva world posted and said, what an anti-Semitism. Delta has Nazi stewardesses.
Okay.
So the turmoil was, how could someone call that Nazi?
So Shlomi is saying that today, Shlomi is disturbed at this Gemara, because in this Gemara you see that the Gemara is the people are being dan l'kaf schus. And Shlomi is saying that the mitzis in the Velt is people, they're looking to find every possible chesaron and not any zuchus. That's what's bothering you.
So what was this one?
It's not important. Let's learn. Vayit.
You see it was important, you heard it.
Omar Papa, Badik Van Rava. Vayit Omar Rava. What did you say? What did you say?
What did you say? What?
Ooh, that's nasty.
What did he say?
It's nasty. Ooh.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said that. All right. Let's not waste time. We only have 7 minutes to finish the Masechta. What's that? Look at Mr. Rapport. Mr. Rapport, he's a serious man over here. He comes to learn.
I'm not Papa.
Badiklan Rava.
So you're telling me people are going to think that these children were born, and it was born from this guy who he was Mazan?
She's still married. Laz.
No.
That's her sheshes.
No, I'm talking about afterwards.
No, then they're going to. No, they're not going to say that. Exactly. They're going to say the children are good. That's why she can no longer eat truma.
What are they going to say then? The kids come from?
The kids are good kids. Before she was Mazan. There's no Hitzos Las. We have to prevent her from eating truma.
Why would people say then after she's divorced?
Because he's dead. The husband is dead. All right, let's go by. Nugamar. Naigamar. Afrisha Bagel. Omar Rav Papa. Badik Lana Papa. You see, the last staff is Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa is the sponsor of the Siyam. Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Rochish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Adonori bar Papa, Rafa bar Papa. Shlomi, he learned 37 times. He says, all the Papas, he knows them all. Amra Papa, Badiklan Rava. The 10 children of Papa, Kenega, the Aseres B'nei Haman. You know that? The Jewish on that? The Aseres B'nei Haman.
We're wasting time.
Amra Papa, Badiklan Rava. Eishes Koin Shenenso, Yesh Lok Subo, Ein Lok Subo. Okay, now is the Shaila. It really says in the Mishnah, it says in the Perish of the Mishnah this, but right now he's asking the question. For some reason, that an Eishes Koin Shenenso, you have an Eishes Koin that happened against her will, so the halach is she has to get divorced. If an Eishes Koin was Nensa, she has to get divorced. Yesh Lok Subo.
How do we know, if we know with Adam?
We know for a fact. If we know it for a fact, if a Chamonah Litzlan happens today, such a thing, so you know what they do? You don't tell the husband. As long as the husband, you just don't tell anyone, and that way there's a whole there's a very big, it's very complicated thing. Rachmana Litzlan can happen today. Rachmana Litzlan, there are situations where women, Jewish women in the Holocaust, they were raped, and they're married to Kohanim. What do you do? What do you do? They have to get divorced. Chashra people, families. What do you do? There's a halachic approach to deal with this. And basically, the halachic approach is, you don't. As long as no one knows, it's mutter. It's not that you have to have established certain criteria in halacha that now it becomes aser. As long as those criteria are not aser, even though it actually happened, it's not aser.
Wow, well, where do you take this from? It's not aser.
The Gedolim talk about this. So therefore, we know in the case.
So said again, Badik Rava was Badik.
He tested us. He asked the following question: Eishes Koyin Shenensa. If an Eishes Koyin Shenensa man lived with her against her will, so what is the halacha that we have witnesses? There is nothing to talk about. This woman must get divorced. Question: does she get the ksuba? Does she get the ksuba? Yes, she's getting the ksuba. What's the dilemma? The kavan the oynis legabi koyin kudos legabi yishol dummy. The rule is she has to get divorced because it's as if she lived with this man willingly. If she was by a Yisrael, if she was Nensa, she's allowed to remain married. But if a woman, a Yisrael, did a Beratzayin, then what is the halacha? They get divorced and she loses the ksuba. If a woman is Mezane Beratzayin, she gets divorced and she does not get the ksuba. So an Eishes Koyen Shenensa is equivalent to an Eishes Yisrael Beratzayin. So we should follow that same rule. Ein lo ksuba. I don't want to say Matzi Amrulei Anoha Chazina. I did nothing wrong. It's your bad luck. The Gavra, it's my husband who's you lose your wife. The Gavra Nistapcha Sadeu. The Gavra who did Nistapcha Sadeu. His field is flooded. If a field is flooded, it's bad mazel. There was no insurance in those days.
Nee.
So the person has the field.
So what's the marshal?
So the husband loses his wife. He loses his wife and he has to pay the ksuba. The law is if a man gives a divorce to his wife, he has to go and pay the ksuba. The ksuba is a lot of money. So the wife will say, it's too bad for you. We have no choice. We must get divorced because the halacha demands that we get divorced because I was nensa. And it's not my fault.
That says the ain like ksuba. Why? She it was against
because it's equivalent with it's a very difficult svara. It's because it's no different than an eishes yisrael shenivalo beratzon. It's a very difficult svara. Why we should say that? But the Gemara suggests that.
So what's the Gemara?
And now the Gemara is saying is no, she did nothing wrong.
What's the
dilemma? V'amrina lei. So he tested the talmidim. And the students answered, "Amrina lei masnisan hi." What kind of shayla is this? It's a Mishnah. Hoy meres tmeani loch yesh lo ksuba. It's our Mishnah. It's outside our Mishnah. It says this. We just learned.
If she says it, there's no way this.
So was it now? No. So there's the Mishnah Rishoyna and the Mishnah Charoyna. B'may askinan. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah? This is what Rav tested the Talmidim, and the Talmidim said, "Rebbe, those the Mishnah." And so what's the case of the Mishnah? The Mayaskin Elam the Beish. Yes, it is. What are you talking about? But Rishayin Ha'ayim Shalosh Nashim Yaitas Binazal Binazal Ksuba. What? No, it's not. That was the Gemara. What are you talking about? Go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that was the Gemara talking about Truma. Okay, so Mori says, so the Mori says, the Mishnah says, Hoy meres someone to me any loch, yes, it says the Mishnah, yes, like suba, it says, yoitzois, dinoitlois, kisuba. They get divorced and they get a ksuba. And what's the case where the woman says, Temeya Anilach. Now there are two cases of Temeya Anilach. There is a Yisraelis Berotzoin and a Kohenes Be'oines. The Mayas Elim, Asian Strong, Iberotzoin, Kulum Yeshlak Suba can't be. Impossible. It's impossible for the case of the Iberoines, Mikha Mistadosh, she doesn't get divorced. Al-Gavra, the Allah, so the Mishnah has to be by process of elimination. The only case that makes sense that she gets a ksuba is Eishes Koin Shenensa, and it says the Feirish in the Mishnah she gets a ksuba. The Allah Beish Koin Iberatzen, Kulmiyash Ksuba, and the Migar and Eishes Yishol Beratzen, Allah Beish Koin Yishol Ksuba. So that's the case. That's the answer. Okay, so the Rava, he tested the Talmidim, and he gave them the correct answer from the Mishnah. Mazel tov on the siyum. She was zoicha to base alokim. Siyum. Did you turn the pages? If you turn the pages, it's good enough. Oh, very good.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Nausea. Nausea. Thank you.